soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on November 30th, 2011. I've been sounding the alarm publicly since 2005, 2006, in different formats, whether radio, website, or just sharing person to person with other believers or unbelievers, sharing, desiring to be faithful to the Lord, what He's said both in the Scripture and by His voice through His Holy Spirit. These are very serious times. These are times to walk very circumspectly before the Lord and putting everything to a test, everything. We live in a day of smoke and mirrors, a day of illusion, a day of delusion. And because of the specific, purposeful brainwashing, mind-bending of the societies of the world, especially in the United States of America, but the effects upon the United States of America have been promoted throughout the whole world. The whole world is under the influence of this whorish nation that's gone astray from the Lord. It's an idolatrous nation. I believe the spirit of Babylon is the heart of the United States of America. There may have been sincere men, women, and children that love the Lord that came to this nation long ago. But when you put it to the test of the wicked men that were also involved, that were servants of the devil, their god was Satan, the liar. There's an agenda that the wicked have. They plot against the just and gnash with their teeth. But the Lord is the avenger of all such. But in this day, the people have been dumbed down. They've been addicted to drugs, addicted to chemicals, addicted to manners of life that are foreign to the Lord. And the stage is set. The people that do not love the Lord, that are ensnared by these things, shall be caught off guard and devoured by the devil, Satan, who comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But the Lord's not willing that any would perish, and He's commanding all men everywhere to repent and to have faith and believe in their heart the doctrine that was once delivered to the saints through the Scripture, and believe on Jesus Christ. I'm seeing the people oblivious. I'm seeing the people blinded. And blind person cannot see. And spiritually blind people cannot see. They're not able to. They're not able to discern. Their judgment, the ability to have cognitive reasoning, is faulty. They believe lies, mistruths, half-truths. But what we need is the truth that comes from the Lord. Buy the truth and sell it not. We want to be committed to the Lord and put away everything that's false. We can't be drinking from the spigot of lies and not be defiled, not have our heart tainted and our mind tainted. Well, in this day, these wicked devices for a one-world government is coming to pass. Rich men, such as David Rockefeller, have actually come out and spoken in their memoirs and made it very clear that he's not a nationalist. He's not doesn't salute a flag, United States of America. In other words, he's not sincere in belief in Americana or a country, United States of America. His allegiance is to money, the dollar, profit at all cost. And there's many like him. And we're to warn the rich that they not trust in uncertain riches that have wings and fly away. We came into this world with nothing, and it's certain that we leave this world with nothing. But the lie of the serpent is that man would become a god and that he would live. And I'm absolutely convinced that these people that meet in secret, they meet in dark places, whether governments, businesses, educational systems, even in the religious world, and belief systems of other religions. They worship the god of the serpent that promised Eve that she'd never die, that she'd become a god. See? Isn't the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, isn't it look good? Doesn't it taste good? Wouldn't it make you wise? And they believed this lie and have disobeyed God and hidden from his presence. There is an ancient desire, going back to Babylon, to raise a kingdom of one people. And it's global governance. It is coming to pass in our day. And a global economy. It's coming to pass in our day. And this is why the rich men and the politicians that are owned by the rich men have sold the people out for nothing. And they're passing about this agenda. George Bush Sr. talked about that day for a new world order. It's an old idea. It's a big idea, he said. It's an occultic idea. Madam Blavatsky presented this desire, and they will have a leader, an antichrist, one that's not of Jesus Christ, not one that gives his life to redeem man, but takes life. Not one that speaks the truth, but is a total lie, a total liar, deceiver. So my concern is the multitudes, the masses, the many of the people, both secular and spiritual, largely do not love the Lord and are ensnared and blinded, and their judgment is so hindered, so faulty, that they cannot see what's coming upon them. Even the laws that were made to create, were created to protect the people in the investment world, are being violated. In recent days, a huge, massive commodities firm that should protect the people's money, they stole billions of dollars, and the regulators kept the clients in the market to be hindered and hurt and harmed by the sway of the markets. Yet this one that's been accused of stealing billions of dollars is free to continue trading. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense how Senator Pelosi has been exposed in awarding almost $750 million to family, or even insider trading. In recent days, Hank Paulson, has been revealed, gave inside information to his buddies in the investment world. What I'm saying is, God is exposing these things, but do the people regard it? Largely no. On April 2nd, 2005, I took a tape recorder after several months of studying the scripture and in prayer, being before the Lord and hearing specific things about what was coming from the Lord. I opened my mouth and did an audio. This is the very first audio recording I've ever done, to my memory. And I call it The Alarm, and the transcript is at my website, soundingthealarm.com, and it's entitled The Alarm. And on April 2nd, 2005, I did two versions. And it's interesting to me that one of the things I talked about in this transcript is the boiling kettle, the stage is set. And I want you to know, I want you to understand, this is what I said back on April 2nd, 2005. There's an illusion going on, and the people are asleep and not seeing it. That after 9/11 and the establishment of the Patriot Act in the United States, the officials are free to torture and incarcerate individuals that are viewed as a threat to the nation. Let him that hears understand that the Constitution gives you the right to habeas corpus, which means you have the right to representation in a day of court. However, with this new law, the Constitution is outridden, and if you are viewed by whoever officials as a threat, you will be incarcerated. And I want you to see that this is how they will go about and execute Christians in the United States of America. This is how the government will utilize so-called churches, where Jesus said they will beat you in the synagogues. The synagogues are the meeting places for God's people in Jesus' day. And this is how, my friends, the Word of God is unfolding in these days. This is what I was sharing on April 2nd, 2005. I was talking about laws being passed in this United States of America that would allow government officials to incarcerate people, to put people in prison without any day in court. No judge, no jury, no peers. And you say, well, if you did nothing wrong, well, why would you care? Why would you be afraid of that? Well, because when wicked men rule, you have something to be concerned about. They lie, they steal, and they murder. Well, today, it is being said that the Senate has passed further legislation which allows incarceration of United States citizens. Even those citizens living within the United States. The Supreme Court has recently ruled there's no bar to the United States holding one of its own citizens as an enemy combatant, said Levin. This is the Supreme Court speaking. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming. It is coming to pass. And I know that I have spoken in the name of Jesus Christ. And I know others have spoken in the name of Jesus Christ by the same Spirit, the same Lord, that have been brought forth what is true and what is coming forth, so the people that fear Him, love Him, may prepare. Great persecution's coming. This is one of the key things the Lord gave me as I was getting this message I call the alarm, is persecution is coming and the people are not prepared. You've got to be prepared. Because you want to be ready to stand in the day of the evil day and be opposed by these wicked people. You want to stand strong in Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, loving not the things of this world, not being like Lot's wife that loved Sodom and looked back and became a pillar of salt. No, Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Let go of this world, let go of the things of the world, and look unto the Lord. For His eternal kingdom is one of peace, righteousness, and judgment, and it has no end. Amen, amen, amen. This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 27th, 2015. And we were just hearing a message that I recorded several years ago. But the same heart and the same spirit and the same word is being sounded today by the Spirit of God. And that is the testimony of Jesus. And it is the testimony of the Lord. And that is the absolute declaration, the literal authoritative proclamation of God Himself through His King, Jesus Christ, speaking not only to His spiritual body, the ecclesia, the called out people, the holy habitation of God through the Spirit, but the Lord Jesus is literally the Arche, the ruler of all creation. There's no escape. You can say, well, I'm not a Christian, I'm not part of Christianity, I'm of this religion, or whatever you've conjured up in your mind. Listen, this is the salvation. There is no other name given among men by which we must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. That at His name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. This is the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, the one and only. Though there's many masquerading as Him, there's many that come in His name masquerading as His servants. But we can know the true Jesus. We can know His voice. And we can sit at His feet and be taught of Him, learning of Him, and growing in grace and in knowledge of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We're in the last days. Just like He outlined for us, just as the prophets and the apostles had shared, these things ought to be given very earnest heed. Now, let's read this. This is Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now listen, this is Psalms 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter are also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I've read this Psalms to you. By sovereignty of God, I came across this just yesterday, and as I've been meditating on the testimony of the Lord Jesus, the declaration, which is the spirit of prophecy, there is a literal word the Lord is speaking today, and there are false words that are spoken that are not of him. Just as God spoke of this in Jeremiah 23, for example, the false prophets attributed to God things he did not say, that neither it came to his mind nor was in his heart, and yet they would speak the vanity of their mind. And God had found that so detestable. But as I said, is we can know our Lord, our Savior. He's the one that shed his own blood. He's the one that willingly, purposely laid down his life, even to the point of the death on the cross, for the joy of bringing many sons into glory. Praise the Lord, and we can know his voice. And religion will lie to you and tell you you cannot know the voice of the Lord, that God doesn't speak today, but they're liars. They don't know the Lord, and they surely don't know his voice. So come out. Come out from amongst them and serve the Lord with joy. Rejoice in trembling. Listen, what do you treasure? What do you thirst for? What do you hunger for? Because blessed is the man that hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for he shall be filled, Jesus said. And here in this text, as we're learning about the ways of the Lord, the law of the Lord, we're not talking about the law of Moses. The law now is the law of the Spirit of Christ in Christ. We hear his voice. We walk in his steps. That's what we want. That's written on the tables of our heart. But the statutes of the Lord are right. It's absolutely pure. And when you sit before the Lord and you realize that his word is higher than his name, that it's absolutely pristine, absolutely clear, clean, pure, truthful, right, it'll save you. It is sure like a foundation. You can stand on it. And heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. Praise the Lord. It'll enlighten your eyes, your cognitive processes, spiritual understanding, discernment, perception. You have clarity like a bright candle in this dark world. You shall see. To revere the Lord, love him, and fear him, and respect him as a great king, it endures forever. The way the Lord thinks is true and righteous completely, and it's more to be desired than gold. And we read this in Proverbs, that we should ask for wisdom. We should seek understanding. It's more important than rubies or gold or silver or any revenue at all. Is that what you cherish? It's sweet
sweet. Sweet to your inner man, to your soul, to sit at the Lord and have his word come. Every day, sitting, watching at his gates, and his word comes and instructs you and blesses you and cleanses you. This is what God's called you to. If you continue in my word, you are my disciple indeed. It's not enough to see the miracle power of God from deliverance. It's not enough to see God's provision. It's not enough to walk through the Red Sea. It's not enough to see God's battles won in the name of Jesus. It's to stand as an instructor of the Lord, to become a son and daughter of God, a habitation of God, that he is our God, he is our Father, he receives us. And we purify ourselves from all filthiness of spirit and flesh. This word will warn you. It'll keep you. There's a great reward. There's a benefit in walking with God. This is what you should find in these last days, ladies and gentlemen. I'm convinced in these last days, the disciples of the Lord, the brethren, the lovers of Jesus, as they do this, as they seek the Lord and turn from the world and have God's presence, his Holy Spirit working in them to do goodwill, his good pleasure, and they're renewed and they put away the things that are contrary to the kingdom of God and making ready for the coming of the Lord, we are hearing and being instructed by Jesus. He's having us grow up from our infantile state. Growing up from being a toddler and a teenager to a full measure in the Son of God, that is God's will. This is why we are turning away from our alliances and affiliations with Satan and the dragon of the chair church that serves with an agreement and an endorsement with the governments of the world, the secular of Caesar, the world powers that are in cahoots with Babylon, the harlot. We're coming outside the camp to bear his reproach. We're getting rid of the traditions that violate the word of God. And we're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And we have the testimony of Jesus. And we keep his commandments. We're following him. We're listening and hearkening diligently to the voice of the Lord. Do you realize what Jesus said in Mark chapter 4? To take heed to with what measure you hear. For with the same measure you meet, that you give out, it'll be given to you. If you listen and hearken to the Lord, he'll give you more. But when you're stubborn and you rebel and you refuse to hear, this is the fear. Listen, what Jesus said was, even that which you have will be taken away. This is why we see people that were religious, that had learned much from in the Lord and learned much of the scriptures. But when they stopped walking with the Lord, when stopped being obedient to the Lord, they went backwards and they forgot what manner of man they were. They didn't grow in the virtue. They didn't grow in knowledge. They didn't grow in their knowledge of Jesus Christ. They didn't have love for the brethren. And they became perverted, full of leaven, self-will, and even given to filthy lucre, which is covetousness, is idolatry. We've seen this with so many. Don't go that way. Don't go that way. Go the eternal way of the Lord. Many are going to be coming out of the fire. Many are going to be saved and calling upon the name of the Lord. And as I was reading Joel today, the prophet Joel, amazing. God is calling for repentance, sincere repentance, not one that just tears the garment, but one that tears and renders the heart and weeps before the presence of the Lord, calling upon his name. The religious world is full with idols and judgment because they have forsaken the Lord, and judgment begins with the house of the Lord. People have fallen for lies and deceit and fraud and been abused, and they've tolerated this. But God is calling for people to seek his face like never before. Seek me and you shall live, says the Lord. And in Joel chapter 2, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. And the fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns, and the land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like a mighty man. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one on his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And as the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Therefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye even unto me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And tear your heart, not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And he repents him of the evil. Who knows if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. And let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and give not your heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God?
Stay tuned for To the Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
This is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on July 27, 2015, and just today, two more stories on artificial intelligence. One is a report on, there's a ban called for autonomous weapons, urged that artificial intelligence expert, including Hawking and Musk and Wozniak. This is by CNET.com reporting they're calling for not using robots for weapons in warfare, because of the ethical issues. Another one is banks are investigating using artificial intelligence for hiring in their HR department. They think that they'll have fewer people quitting and leaving, and thus saving more money.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com. with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.